Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Hammond.
And Jessica.
And you're listening to the Friendly Atheist Podcast. If you like what you're listening to, go to patreon.com/friendlyatheistpodcast. As you can tell, I have a cold, but whatever. We'll get through this.
I'm healthy.
I did want to say thank you because we reached one of our goals that we've had for a while, which
Yay.
Is nothing too crazy. But if you're listening to this podcast on your phone or computer even, there should be timestamps when we begin a new topic. And hopefully you can just click on the timestamp and go right to it if you don't care for our witty banter at the beginning. But hopefully you can at least say, oh, this topic, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say.
Yeah.
So I'll go right here. Hopefully you'll be able to do that from now on. So yay for that.
Yay.
I also wanted to say we had one correction that was my mistake that I wanted to make
it wasn't
from last
me for
week.
Once.
Yeah. And one of our readers chimed in to say, I think I said something like the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts controversy that was going on where I forgot what we were even talking about last week about the Boy Scouts.
Oh, it was about how they'll include gay people but still no atheists.
Oh, yeah. They won't include atheists still. But I mentioned something about Girl Scouts. They don't do all the outdoorsy stuff that the Boy Scouts do, which is why the Boy Scouts may be accepting girls.
Yeah.
And one astute reader chimed in to say that I was totally wrong about that. Girl Scouts do have all the fantastic outdoorsy stuff. And then I'm going to quote here, along with more modern science, leadership, and urban activities, which is awesome.
Yeah.
The Girl Scout cookies is how they fund those activities.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it doesn't negate any of those points.
Uh-huh.
Girls can still join the Boy Scouts. We'll see if they make that decision soon. Who knows? But thank you for that correction. Okay.
Wait, really quick before
yes,
we get
please.
Going, because I will definitely forget. I'm going to be a guest on the Science Enthusiast podcast.
Look at you.
I know. It's my second guest spot on a show. It's very exciting for me. I've told my parents. So I'm recording that tomorrow. I don't know exactly when it goes up, but I presume it will be before we record next. So keep an eye out for that. I'll probably post it on Twitter at Blueberry, B-L-U-E-B-U-R-I-E.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about stuff going on this week.
Oh, so much.
I know. Let me start with something Donald Trump tweeted, which I know is the worst way to start any conversation, but he said something that totally went under the radar because of all the other crazy stuff happening
right
now.
Oh, we're not talking about the trans thing?
We're not yet. We'll get to that.
Okay.
He tweeted, in all caps, by the way, because that's
God
how you gotta
it.
Do it. In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
I didn't hear about this.
Yes. He said it, as he says many things, but
uh-huh.
I get the sentiment here. It's not about government, so don't... who even knows what he's
no,
talking about?
No, but don't try to...
I'm not defending.
It doesn't
there's no
mean
excuse
anything.
Here. We worship God. I have so many issues
yeah.
with just those three words. Who is we?
Well, okay,
who?
But also, like, yes, that's incredibly problematic, but also, like, I really need to make sure we stick the landing on, this doesn't mean anything.
No, we
don't worship government. That is a nonsense phrase. It's just like what he said. What did he say?
Yeah, thank you for stating the obvious.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, not Paris, something
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's just he says that he likes alliteration because it's like the most simple literary construct ever. It's like, oh, two of the same sound. I can do this. I'm a three-year-old. So first of all, I mean, yes, we'll get into the we worship God thing, but like, let's not pretend that that even meant anything.
Fair
and
point.
It's in all caps. Hey, old people, cut that out.
Which is weird, because that's not one of his usual things, so
no.
Who knows who
did
tweeted
he end
this
in sad
one.
Exclamation point.
No, it was a link to Instagram, so it's a
no.
video with him saying a longer version of this. But okay, we worship
okay.
God. Who's we? Because that suggests
me,
he doesn't even understand the country. Because if there's one thing we know about the religious trends in
uh-huh.
the U.S., it's that the non-religious are the ones on the rise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may be a majority, if you look at one group, Christians,
mm-hmm.
like that umbrella organization of Christians,
yeah.
is still the largest group, but even that's changing fast. So And he doesn't know who the we is. We don't worship God. No. And there's this implication that the God is a Christian God. Because I don't think he's saying...
We worship Allah.
We worship Allah. So it also, he's basically excluding even more people. And the suggestion that if you don't worship his God, I don't know, you're not a part of America.
Yeah, I mean, and it sort of pins us as, I mean, of course, how many times have we heard Christian nation tossed around? Right. But it makes it sound like there's an official, like, religion of the United States, which there super isn't. Even if we were 99% Christians, that doesn't make it a Christian nation because the foundations of... You guys know.
Yeah, we were founded on religious freedom and separation of church and state, not worshiping one particular God.
Why is he so dumb?
And we know how he treats people when they worship a different religion. And we know how Trump lives his life and it has nothing to do with at least what Christians would like to believe their religion is.
Yeah, no, he's a garbage person. He's complete fucking trash. And this isn't even good pandering. This isn't even good pandering.
Yeah. And the funny part is this is one of those tweets that actually got a lot of responses from a lot of people, Christians included, saying basically, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
Because this is not the sort of thing you should be hearing a president say.
No.
Don't turn this into a religious war. It's one thing to mention God in a speech or to say God bless America, but to say that like we worship God. And by the way, Obama did this sometimes too, but to say that we all worship the same God or we worship one God, like don't. You're excluding a whole bunch of people. I know most of them didn't vote for you, but still.
But we're still citizens.
Okay. While we're on him, because we'll get this out of the way before we move on to other stories. Let's talk about this transgender ban in the military.
So we're recording a little early. This is Thursday
this
afternoon.
This is Thursday.
So I think today I got a push notification that... Okay, so Trump tweeted out yesterday morning?
He tweeted out yesterday, Wednesday.
So Wednesday morning.
That after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military, blah, 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 because it costs too much.
Jerk off, jerk off, jerk off. Yeah. Okay, so what I think Mr. Trump learned in the next 24 hours is that the president tweeting a thing is not a law.
That's not how
it works.
They didn't make a Schoolhouse Rock about how to tweet a law.
Yeah. Although I would watch that.
That's
going to be my project this weekend.
So yeah, it looks like today.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And the military is basically saying, we're not enforcing this unless you go through proper channels.
Right.
At least that's, I guess, the way they can slow this down, if nothing else.
Because
it looks like they were taken by surprise.
And I might, my ignorance of how government works and the sort of minutiae might show here, but like, in what way Donald Trump could single-handedly push something through like that? Or does it still have to go through the proper channels?
No, it still has to go through certain proper channels. I don't know that he
needs congressional.
Because
obviously presidents can't just say things and they're true. Right. That's not how I understand
how
that works.
As much as he wishes that were true,
well,
that's
and I
not
think
how
that's
works.
How he thinks it works. And I think it's become more and more clear that he doesn't know how government works. Like,
oh,
that's,
no, he doesn't. I don't think anyone's even pretending that he does at this point.
Right.
But the question is, if that's what he wants, that sort of policy could, in theory, be enacted.
Sure.
The question is, like, the military, how do they respond to this? Because people, under the assumption that they were safe, may have come out.
I mean, sitting there with the Dreamers.
What do you do now? Yeah, exactly. Like the Dreamers who said, all right, I'll register the way you want me to register under the assumption that you're going to take care of me.
Right.
And, now you're going to get me
who
deported.
Are undocumented immigrants. And they came forward assuming they'd be safe. And then Trump was like, oh, good. Now I have a register of y'all.
What's telling, and the reason I bring it up here, because this isn't ostensibly a religious issue, is the question is, where did he even get this from? Why did he tweet about
this
randomly on Wednesday morning? And part of, I heard some people saying that maybe it was something that was discussed on Fox News the day before, and this was a response to it. But it's also important to remember that he was meeting with a lot of evangelical leaders like last week. Like there were tweets going around with their hands on him taking a picture.
Yeah, I can't even with
and
that.
According to some of the people who were there, this is one of the things they pressed him on. They don't want trans people in the military.
Okay, why? Why? I don't fucking get. I don't.
Well, they don't want any government acknowledgement that trans people exist.
No, but what I don't.
That's
like,
one of the reasons.
I don't understand why these people are so like. What, and I know I say this every week. Like, why is this their hill to die on? Why do they give a shit about trans people? Like,
it goes to a larger issue of immorality that they see in the world. And so acknowledging that, I don't know, we're not just a gender binary other people have sex that doesn't fit into their narrow description of what it should be like.
But meanwhile,
they just oppose anything like that.
Married three times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But his morality doesn't count. And they're saying for transgender people, God made you a certain way. And by denying that, and by denying what God wanted for you, you're defying God. And by the government saying, we'll cover your health insurance and we'll cover your transition, things like that.
Well, that is
you're defying
dumb.
God. That's their argument.
I know
for it.
It's not yours, but I'm still mad. And you're the only one here I can yell at.
All right. It's as the Center for Inquiry put so shortly and well, it's just cruel, backward, bigoted, ignorant, because there's no defense for this.
No.
As famously as the headline said, like, we spend five times more on Viagra in the military than we do all transgender people's health
issues.
Which
we could do a whole show talking about Viagra and insurance, because holy shit, what are they doing in there?
Yeah, it's just a horrible policy. One thing I will give credit for to a lot of atheist groups that speak out on this stuff, because usually this type of bigotry is influenced by religion.
Yes.
There's no good reason to oppose LGBT issues when it's not connected to religion. You certainly won't hear a lot of those reasons.
Right.
And just about, I can't find, and I've looked, any atheist organization that spoke out in response to Trump's tweets about the transgender ban, saying, we support you. Like, no one was doing that.
No.
There were some Christian right groups. I got their press releases saying, we applaud Trump for doing this. It'll make our military stronger somehow.
Sure.
But all the atheist groups, and in good sort of lockstep, were denouncing what he did because they support LGBT rights, because usually that's a religious thing. You oppose that only for religious reasons. So it's nice to see them saying, on the matter that is affected by religion so much, Trump was wrong on this issue. All right. Let's go to something different. I'll go to a happy story.
Okay.
So there is, in Colorado right now, there's a city.
Denver.
It is not Denver. Grand
Boulder.
Junction, Colorado.
Oh, I've heard of that, I think.
Close to Denver, I hope. I don't know my geography. So
why would you take a swing at that, Hemant?
Don't
you
know.
Don't know.
I don't know. Grand Junction, the city council, they have an invocation policy that here's what they want to do, because this is a religious area. These are religious people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have invocations at their city council meetings. So they came up with a policy several years ago where they were trying to balance this line between, we don't want to get sued over this, so we got to make it inclusive, but we really don't want to hear non-Christians speak.
Is this the one that only board members can?
No, different one.
Have we talked about three different city councils in three different weeks? All doing the same garbage?
Different type of garbage, but yes.
Guys, run your cities.
So here's what they decided to do. In Grand Junction, they said, we'll have a lottery. If you are interested in speaking, go through the motions. Let us know you're interested.
Uh-huh.
We'll put all of those names in a lottery. I'll assume for the moment that's totally fair.
Okay.
And they'll basically pick names out for the scheduling for the next, like, 3 months at a time.
I'm sorry. I just had a Hunger Games, like, image in my head of, like, you can put your name in extra times. There's, like, all the people in gray waiting grimly for their names to be called.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I bet it's just like that.
They pick your name out, and if you get chosen, they will call you and say, hey.
And you get to fight to the death in a dome.
That's how it works. They will call you up and say, you're scheduled on this date.
Uh-huh.
Can you do it? Are you still interested in doing it? If for some reason you say, I'm no longer interested, or you say, I can't make it or something, they take you off the list.
Sure.
And that week, they just do a moment of silence. Fine.
Okay.
That's not a big deal. So, but the idea behind the lottery, this is what's troubling about the lottery idea, is that if you live in an overwhelmingly Christian community, there's a good chance that those invocations are going to be overwhelmingly Christian.
Right.
And so atheists in the area have been trying to change this policy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing illegal about what they're doing right now. So it's not like you could say, you know, you're only allowing Christian speakers. Right. So that's wrong.
I don't know.
So here's what they did. Turns out next week, I think August 9th, an upcoming date. It is almost August. But in the near future, in the next week or two, turned out an atheist was picked to deliver that invocation.
Ooh.
And as we've talked about, as I've written about many times, usually those atheist invocations are pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're inclusive of everybody. They tell you, look, normally you bow your heads. I'm asking you, open your eyes, look around, support religious freedom for everybody, including the right to not be religious. It's all well and good. That isn't going to change these people's minds in Grand Junction. So here's what the atheist did that I found awesome.
Okay.
He basically said, you know what? The guy's name is Scott Isles. He said, on August 2nd is the meeting, he said, okay, I won the lottery. I'm supposed to speak. But you know what? I'm going to give my slot to a local Satanist because I know that the city council members are really going to hate that.
Satanist for the win again.
Satanist for the win. So basically, he's handing his ticket over to a Satanist who they didn't tell us their name. It's
okay.
Just a Satanist.
Ooh, he's definitely going to have a hood on then.
Right? They're going to make this thing as over the top, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's going to be creepy or just they're going to say whatever they want. Hail Satan over and over for like a minute.
Yeah.
And the question is, how is the city council going to react? And when a local newspaper talked to some of the city council members, one of them said, I'm definitely worried. As a Christian, you worry about the influence of the Dark One.
Oh, I thought that was Mordor.
Yeah, I know. Voldemort, no. Too. Like, who knows what they're referring to?
I said the wrong thing. Same
guy. I think we should just go to a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Which is exactly right.
Oh, that would be great.
Another person, the mayor,
said... Mordor is the place. I just want to make sure you guys know. I know the guy's name isn't Mordor, but I can't think of his fucking name right now. I get a lot of geeks tweeting me. I need to keep them happy.
Got it. The mayor also added he thinks the council should discuss a possible change in the near future and that he's personally in favor of moving toward moments of silence instead of prayer.
What? What's I can't believe it. When you don't get your way, you see the flaw in your plan. Oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go. They don't. Here's the brilliant part. They haven't even announced a Satanist. They haven't even had the invocation. The
and
mere
already.
Threat of a Satanist speaking at the August 2nd meeting is enough to throw all of this into jeopardy, which is fantastic. So hats off to Scott Isles and the Western Colorado Atheists and Freethinkers.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
Because that maneuver seems to be working brilliantly so far.
I just got a push notification on my phone that the Boy Scouts of America... the Boy Scouts of America chief apologized for, quote, political rhetoric used by President Trump at the Jamboree. So
we'll talk about
real
that.
Real-time news updates.
We already posted that one. You're not on this.
The New York Times just pushed it to me nine minutes ago.
I can beat the New York Times.
Okay. All right. You're getting a little braggadocious for me, my friend.
All right. Before we get to the Boy Scouts, let's talk about Kansas Governor Sam Brownback.
Okay.
Sam Brownback is unarguably probably one of the most conservative governors in the country, and he's one of the worst, arguably.
Yeah.
One of the worst, because...
I don't think arguably. I think he imploded the state of Kansas.
Oh, totally. Totally imploded Kansas.
So this is what I... Tell me if what I know is correct. So, what's his last name? Brownback?
Brownback.
That sounds like a racial slur, but I don't know what for.
Go to Urban Dictionary and type in Brownback.
Oh,
it's
no.
Unsuitable for children.
Rest of our podcast.
Uh-huh.
So when he got elected, he basically did a sort of microcosm and a little financially conservative experiment of they cut taxes and they did this and they did that. They cut funding to everything with the hopes that, companies are going to see our taxes are so low there. We're going to flood Kansas with our business and thereby lift the, you know, rising water ships.
All the businesses will come in. All the people will be happy.
Yeah. But what I don't understand is like how does... So they're saying even if your taxes is, say, 2% instead of 20%, I don't know what taxes are.
Yeah.
The amount coming in will make up for that
Well, the idea is if no one has to pay taxes, or at least the taxes are minimal, then all these businesses will flood the state.
And they'll balance out.
And all the money they're going to make, because people are coming to Kansas, buying into all these things going on in Kansas, it'll make up for all the lost tax revenue. But it doesn't work because no one's going to Kansas. No money's used for roads and
then
schools.
They've bankrupted their schools.
The schools had to go to the Supreme Court to say, we need money from the state and they're not giving us like what we need. The state Supreme Court said, yeah, you need to give the schools money and you got to figure it out because I don't care what you got to do, but the schools need money. The Republicans in Kansas, the most conservative Republicans there, have balked. They said, no, you have to raise taxes. Uh-huh. For Republicans to say we need to raise taxes,
it is a big deal.
Brownback vetoed their bill to raise taxes. And guess what? There were so many Republicans who wanted to raise them. Uh-huh. They overrode his veto. That's how bad things are in Kansas.
So
we have Republicans fighting for more taxes.
Slinked into a corner in shame. We're never going to hear from him again, right?
Well, Kansas may not hear from him for a while, which is thrilling. Like op-eds in Kansas newspapers are celebrating the fact that he is about to leave.
Later,
or he's
dog.
On the verge
See you
of
never.
Leaving because Donald Trump just nominated him to be, and I want to make sure I get this title right, he would be like the ambassador at large for international religious freedom, which is, it's a mouthful of a title, but let me go to the last guy in this job to give you a sense of what this job entails. David Saperstein, God, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, the last guy in the
Saperstein?
Position, Saperstein, under Obama, here's some of the stuff he did. He called for blasphemy laws around the world to be abolished. Oh. He celebrated, like on Twitter, openly, publicly, they released statements from his office celebrating the right of people to, quote, hold no religious beliefs at all and do so free of persecution and fear.
Hey, I like this guy.
This is a guy who's supposed to have his pulse on, like, the religious world and fight for religious freedom, because that's what the U.S. stands for. Mm-hmm. That's a message we want to spread to the rest of the world. The problem with Sam Brownback in that position...
is the actual devil incarnate?
He is a Roman Catholic who is one of... he's like Rick Santorum. He wants to push his faith, his conservative views, onto everybody. This is someone who has fought in Kansas to make sure women can't access abortions as much as legally possible because his faith says you can't have them. He took away discrimination protection for LGBT people.
Sure.
He cares so little about freedom. He tried to pass when he was a senator, he tried to pass a constitutional ban on flag desecration. So free speech he doesn't like.
Jesus.
He actually issued a proclamation as governor calling for all Kansans to call on, quote, holy God to bring healing and restoration. This is a man
because he fucked up the state
career.
And now he's like, y'all pray. That's the only thing this is going to get fixed.
He hoped. This is someone who likes pushing his religion on everybody else, and yet somehow he's supposed to represent religious freedom for the rest of the world. It makes no sense. And Kansas is like, yeah, probably he would be bad at that, but get him out of our state.
Yeah.
By the way, Brownback is also famous, and I'm sure you remember this. In 2007, he was running for president, so was Obama, and they were in the primaries. Brownback's in the Republican primaries. They asked in the debate, when there were like eight people on stage, do any of you not accept evolution? Do any of you not believe in evolution? Three of them, John McCain said, I believe in evolution.
Yeah.
And the moderator's like, is there any of you who doesn't believe in evolution, who don't believe in evolution? Three of them raised their hand. One of them was Brownback. Like, just
cool, super
easily,
cool,
openly.
Super cool, dude. I can't believe a man who doesn't believe in science fucked an economy so bad.
I know.
I don't
he doesn't
know
like
how,
math. There
I can't
you
believe
go.
Somebody who doesn't believe in evidence-based research can screw up that. Hemant, I'll tell you, it's astounding. It's astounding and shocking.
I know.
I, for
you
one.
You say that with a
I'm astounded.
Totally straight face. David Silverman from American Atheist, they issued a statement as soon as this came out just saying, look, Brownback has been no champion of true religious freedom. Instead, he's used his position and authority to promote his own religious beliefs at the expense of LGBT people, women, atheists, etc. I mean, that's the question. He does have to be confirmed by the Senate, and the Senate is as dysfunctional as ever. I can't imagine they're going to say no, because this is one of those, at least in theory, it's like a symbolic appointment.
If they put Betsy DeVos through,
I know. If they can get her through, why wouldn't they get this guy through? And at least he'll be out of Kansas and he's not doing as much harm there anymore.
Well,
maybe they have a chance to right the wrong.
Listen, I'm sure Kansas is a great state, but it sounds like he can do some pretty real damage at the world at large.
Yes.
Oh my God. What a mess.
Yes.
Doesn't it feel like every day something new happens and you're like, well, this is it. This is the worst. This is as bad as it gets. And then the next day comes.
I'm at the point now where my morning ritual at this point is taking the baby to daycare so I can get some work done. And in the process between waking up and sitting down by my computer, I'm looking at tweets and it's like, oh God, what did he say now? That is my morning now.
Every time I get a push alert, because I for some reason have push alerts from CNN, New York Times, and NBC Chicago, which it's really fun when something big happens because you can see what order they come in. I don't know why, I find it super entertaining.
To see who's first.
Yeah, New York Times, dragon again, buddies. So
Speaking of which,
every time I get a push alert, my stomach just drops. I'm like, yeah. Either somebody died again.
Well, or when Trump tweeted the transgender ban, which also happened in the morning,
right?
There was a 9-minute gap between the tweet where he's like, "My generals and I have
I
said
that.
..." and 9 minutes until he said transgender. And for those minutes, I know there's been stories written about how even the military was like, what the hell is he going to say? I didn't see that one coming.
Trump famously denounced women in the military. The guy is a fuckwad. I don't know. Okay. So, yeah, he could have said anything.
He could have said anything. And then it's okay, I guess that's what I'm going to be posting about today. Forget everything else I had planned.
And to what? Who is he trying to satiate with this kind of thing? He's obviously throwing an entire group of people under the bus freely.
Soldiers. He's throwing under the bus.
We have a volunteer army. Yeah. We kind of need people.
Many of the ones in the military have said, you're not getting rid of you can't just extract them and be done with it. These are commanders. These are generals. Yeah. You are getting rid of important people in the military. There was a Navy SEAL who was trans I saw on TV speaking out against it. I mean, these are important people that you're just saying, I'm going to get rid of them. They have to leave. So let's talk about the Boy Scouts. Why not?
Boy Scouts.
just to recap what he did.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, they have their once every 4 years, they have a national jamboree. It is tradition for the Boy Scouts to invite the president to speak.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010, they invited Obama. He could not make it in person. I can't remember if there was a reason for that.
He sent a video
message.
Okay.
And it was a minute long. It was totally uncontroversial. And that was that. Mm-hmm. He's just keep being you. You're awesome. That's more or less what he said.
Is this one where Trump says that he wants to put his face on Mount Rushmore?
Oh, I don't remember if this was that speech.
Okay.
I know he's I'm as presidential as everyone, but Abe Lincoln, but I don't know if that was
honestly,
this one.
That's more humbleness than I've ever heard from him.
Right. Well, okay. It's only 6-7 months in. Give it time.
All right.
But Trump spoke at this thing. They gave him the stage. He used it 40 minutes. He spoke and, he used it as more or less a campaign rally with a bunch of 12 to 17 year old boys who can't even vote. And he got them to boo Obama.
Oh, sure.
And boo Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
And cheer for
excellent.
Him. He said, we'll say
that
Merry Christmas again.
Doesn't sound at all like a dictator.
No.
We'll say Merry Christmas again.
Because
get the fuck out of here
it's
with
July.
That.
It's July.
It's Christmas in July.
He said we could use more loyalty. I could tell you that.
That doesn't.
He bragged about how his friend with the yacht got laid to the Boy Scouts.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Read me the quote.
I don't have the quote on me, but he basically said, I have a friend with a yacht and he was rich and he had this boat and blah, blah, blah. He did stuff. I won't go into detail. Your Boy Scouts.
What the fuck are you talking about, Trump?
I swear the paraphrase isn't that off. That's more or less what he said.
That
was the least controversial of the many, many things.
No, but I'm not done with this one. What the fuck? He's bragging about an unnamed friend who got
My friend sold his company for a tremendous amount of money, and he went out and bought a big yacht. And he had a very interesting life. I won't go into any more than that because you're Boy Scouts, so I'm not going to tell you what he did.
What was the fucking context of that?
Just to brag about knowing rich people, or...
Why is this the thing that's making me implode today?
This is not where I was going with this.
But it's really fucking dumb. Okay, continue.
So let's talk. I mean, here's the issue with this.
Cool.
As he's speaking, the Boy Scouts did not see this coming for some reason. When you invite Trump, don't you kind of expect this now?
You sweet, naive boys.
But I get that they extended the invitation to the president. That's what they do.
Tradition.
They could have very easily, accidentally, cut off his mic. I don't know. They could have stepped in as he's speaking and going off the rails to say, all right, president, thank you for coming here, and now we're moving on.
The president's very busy, would have been rude. You need to get back.
I know there are people who are like, they never would do that.
No.
But at the very least, they could have said afterward, like right after he left the stage, this is not a political thing, we don't... I mean, they could have slightly rebuked him on stage. It would have been impolite, but it would have been smart.
I don't think they would have done
that. But instead, they just let the image. For 3 days, by the way, it was the sight of thousands of Boy Scouts cheering as the president rips on his political enemies and brags about his friend getting laid, apparently. That was the image. For days, they didn't respond to this thing. And as you pointed out, the push alert that came out today is that the president of the Boy Scouts issued an apology, and what he basically said in there, here's the only relevant part of his apology. I want to extend my sincere apologies to those in our scouting family who were offended by the political rhetoric that was inserted into the jamboree. That was never our intent. Blah, blah, blah. For years, people have called on us to, I'm going to paraphrase, to be political. We have always said no. We regret that politics were inserted into the scouting program. Here's why I'm so annoyed by this apology. First of all, the Boy Scouts didn't really do anything wrong here.
No.
Not by inviting Trump.
No.
Trump is the guy who did everything wrong. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why the Boy Scout guy is issuing the apology when Trump...
Trump can physically apologize. Right. I think he would turn inside out.
So it's not like, don't apologize for something he did. But the second thing is, you didn't do anything while it was going on.
Yeah.
And even if you could forgive them for that, because it's the president and he's speaking on your stage, you didn't do anything immediately afterwards. You didn't, like, if one of the qualities, what do you, like, if you had to describe the Boy Scouts in a word, what do they represent?
Homophobia.
Besides that.
Oh, wholesome values? Wholesome,
I mean, leadership.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was
badges.
None of that. You didn't see any of
tall
that
socks.
Leadership. You didn't see any of the patriotism, the love of our country.
From those scouts.
Like, there was nothing.
Yeah, you're right. It was that's the thing is, I think Trump thinks that bolstering himself, and this is giving him a lot of credit that he thinks about anything anyway, but that I think he thinks because he's the president, anything he says to like bolster himself is necessarily patriotic. I think he sees it as a one for one. Have you heard him say anything good about the country?
Who, Trump?
Trump. Like, I feel like anytime
everything's failing.
Everything's embarrassing. Everything's, like, he's not a patriotic dude.
Yeah, no. He's a
nationalist.
The funny thing, going back to that thing he said about God, like, we worship God. He doesn't worship God. He worships himself, and he expects everyone else to as well.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Obama did give that video statement in 2010, and Trump used that as a line to get applause for himself. Like, did Obama come to speak to you guys? Boo, no.
Does he know he didn't defeat Obama? Does he know what term limits are?
You forget that Obama's black. No one had to apologize after Obama made a statement to the Boy Scouts.
Correct.
You know, I don't know. I'm bothered by that response from the Boy Scouts. They didn't need to apologize. Trump's the one who needs to. He won't.
And
they're apologizing for the wrong thing, because if you were a real leader, you would have spoken out earlier. By the way, there are the scouts have their scout principles that they live by. And one of them, the one that always gets controversial when we talk to other atheists, is the one that says you have to be reverent. You have to believe in a higher power. Mm-hmm. That's the one we always get in arms about, because that's why the Boy Scouts ban atheists. Yeah. They're not reverent. But as Jesse McLaren, a guy on Twitter, pointed out, go through all of those items on the list. A scout is blank. Mm-hmm. And these are the principles. trustworthy.
Nope.
Trump, no.
No.
I mean, how many lies has he told?
All.
Scouts are loyal.
No.
Trump is firing the people who stood up to him. Or I'm
stood up for him.
For him. A scout is helpful.
No.
No. A scout is friendly.
Nope.
No. A scout is courteous. Remember that? And he boasted that image of Trump pushing a guy at like the of world leader aside so he can get in front of the batch. A scout is kind.
No.
No.
Let's not even.
You could point to any tweet of him making fun of women or something. A scout is obedient.
Mm.
To Russia is the picture this guy shared.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
A scout is cheerful.
I mean,
as Al Franken has said, Trump doesn't laugh.
Has he ever laughed?
Do you remember Trump laughing?
No.
No.
Oh my God.
He doesn't. He doesn't have a sense of humor. He's always too busy trying to tell you how tough and strong he is. He doesn't laugh. So
oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
How have I never noticed that before?
Oh, you'll notice it now.
Oh,
he doesn't
I hate
laugh.
It already.
Even when people make fun of him and
maybe
he's
a
the butt
cyborg
of the joke.
And that's why he's that color.
It's always the smiling, like, you made
the,
a
like,
joke at my expense.
Smile.
I'm going to get you.
And run your name on a list.
This is true. A scout is thrifty.
What?
Like, of all the ways to describe Trump. A scout is brave, which the guy who's declined going into the military five times
Bones
while
says.
Firing the people who are actually serving. Like that isn't, yeah.
They're very painful.
A scout is
painful.
Clean, and any picture of Trump has all these papers all over his desk.
No.
And a scout is reverent. And again, of all the things you should worship or look up to, you know, John McCain is the video this guy posted, like making fun of John McCain.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect that guy.
No.
If you want to talk about how Trump is a Christian, I mean, there's numerous examples of how Trump isn't acting
super
like Christian.
Not a
so
Christian.
So basically, of all the things scouts actually stand for,
he's zero of
Trump
them.
Trump is none of them.
Big old goose egg.
Oh, so. And the Boy Scouts then apologized for the president because he spoke to them and caused chaos.
I don't like how this story is making me feel bad for the Boy Scouts.
I don't think I've heard a single story about how Trump showed up for another group or another person.
And was like totally chill.
And things were better because of it. Yeah. It doesn't happen much unless it's like a conservative Christian.
Oh my God. How is this still happening? How have we been doing this for 6 fucking months?
I don't know.
I hate it.
Only 3.5 years to go. Okay, let's move on to something totally different
okay.
And back to our usual whipping boy. Ark Encounter, which we talked about last time because of all their shenanigans trying to get out of paying a safety fee.
Yeah.
I'll summarize this shortly. Or
go back
briefly.
And listen to any of our last 25 episodes.
The city of Williamstown said we need money for fire trucks and police cars. So to do that, we're going to ask all the ticket-taking places in our city to add 50 cents to tickets, which we're going to use as a safety fee. But the only thing in Williamstown is Ark Encounter,
right.
Pretty much.
Right.
So they budgeted $715,000 for the safety fee. Ark Encounter, they were banking on giving them $700,000 of it.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how much that they're bringing in those people.
Mm-hmm.
You need fire trucks because of all those people they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Ham did not want to pay this money.
Shocking.
So they changed the ownership of their for-profit Ark to a nonprofit company he owned so that he could say, look, I'm a ministry. You can't charge a church for a safety fee.
But thereby, they lost the privilege of the tax rebates
they
were supposed to get.
They lost the tax rebates from the state of Kentucky worth over $18 million because Kentucky was like, we only gave you that because you were a for-profit group. We don't give that to churches. So then they lost it. So then they were like, all right, we'll sell it back to our for-profit company.
Oh,
they
this
did that
is
this
new.
Week. This is new. Last week, they sold the company, or at least it was reported, they sold it back to themselves.
Good, for $10 again?
For $10 again. So they're a for-profit $20
company. $20, make a tiny
once again.
100% profit.
So as far as we know, the state of Kentucky will give them that tax rebate, or at least make them eligible
but
for it
now
again.
Now they're on the hook for the 50 cents.
So back to the safety fee.
Know.
What do they do? They went to Williamstown, the creationist did, and said, look, we'll give you $350,000 tops. The city said, no, we need the $700,000. Then they said, we'll give you $500,000 tops. And the city's like, no, that won't cover our cost to take care of you. So finally, this happened recently, like in the past day or two, Ark Encounter said, fine. Oh, just, God. We'll pay the tax. We'll pay the surcharge. Uh-huh. Now stop bothering us about this.
Go away.
So there you go. Well, Ark Encounter has finally agreed to pay the fee. So there you go.
Did they ever release their numbers?
We have not seen official attendance numbers from Ark Encounter yet. Mm-hmm. If they want any of that rebate from the state of Kentucky, they're going to have to make those numbers public.
Yeah.
But we have not heard them yet.
Okay.
All the best guesses I've seen hover around 1 million, but it's far short of the 2 million
sure.
that Ken Ham was estimating when this mm-hmm. thing opened. So there you go. It maybe.
I hope it was so much less than that. I hope know. It was like an embarrassingly
like
low
for the
number.
For the sake of the city, I hope he does well because yeah. maybe that'll help the city.
Yeah.
But for the sake of Ken Ham, I hope you fail miserably.
Oh, did you see somebody tweeted at me and I was right? That part of Kentucky is swampland.
Oh,
so
look at you.
I got a thing right for
Nicely
once.
Nicely done.
And somebody tweeted to say I was right, which is fun. I don't get that a whole lot. Although the Doctor Who fans were very gentle with me.
They were very nice.
When they did all of the corrections.
There's a story in the New York Times this past Sunday. It's still relevant because it's an ongoing issue. But basically, it concerns women who use a pill mm-hmm. because they need an abortion.
So it's a medically induced
Yes, medically induced abortion. It's not, invasive in any way. And what happens is the doctor usually gives them what's known as the abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I get this right because I'm brown. I'm not a doctor, though. But basically, they're giving them two different
dumb
pills.
Joke.
Shut up. They're giving them two pills.
Yeah.
The first one is called mifepristone.
Uh-huh.
And what that drug does is it blocks the progesterone that a woman needs to set the scene for getting pregnant, basically, uh-huh. or to help that fetus form. It blocks that hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 24 to 48 hours later, she takes another pill, which is something totally different, mm-hmm. but that you need the second pill
yeah.
in order to induce the abortion.
Mm-hmm.
There's that window of a day or two
mm-hmm.
that this is kind of a new fight in the anti-choice movement, which
Jesus
is
Christ.
If we can't stop women from having abortions and like you can't block them from getting access to the abortion pill or whatever, one of the tactics, and this is what the article was about, is that the anti-choice side was saying, what if we can get to women in that 24 to 48 hour period? Is there a way for a woman who has taken that first pill but might regret it to reverse the effects of that first pill so she doesn't have an abortion? And what the article discusses is that what doctors have been doing, the anti-choice doctors have been doing, is saying, well, let us give you another pill that is basically throwing progesterone back into your body, like counteracting the effects of the first pill. Okay, so the question is, for the quote-unquote pro-life people, what this article was saying is, if there are women who have abortions, by taking that first pill, can we get to them in time and give them this other pill to reverse the effects of their abortion? I mean, it's called a abortion reversal. And that's what the whole controversy is. Can they do it in time to stop the abortion? But two, is it medically safe for the woman? Like, does it actually...
Like they give a shit if it's medically safe for the woman.
And what is it going to do if the baby is eventually born? Is it safe? Like, what happens when you're messing with all these hormones in a woman's body? What does that do to the baby? We don't know. As far as the doctors they interviewed for the article said, it seems like the baby's fine. Like, there doesn't seem to be any lingering effects. But we don't know that. It hasn't been studied in depth yet. So this could be potentially dangerous, but we don't know. Now, that in itself is a interesting thing, because there's this assumption by the anti-abortion movement that, you know, we always hear these stories, women who have abortions go on to regret it. And the thing is, that's not the case at all. It's a very small percentage of women who choose to have an abortion and then regret having the abortion.
Yeah, so we're talking about a small sliver of people. I super hope they interview a lot of people who have had abortions and are like, thank fucking God, I didn't want a kid or I wasn't ready to have a kid or I wasn't financially stable enough to have a kid or I was in an abusive relationship and couldn't have a kid. Like guys, go ahead.
The article was fine. The article, I'm not criticizing at all. This is an interesting topic and it's going on. What stood out to me is that the people who are pushing for these reversals mm-hmm. by trying to get these reverse pills into women's hands, think about all the ways they could just prevent the abortions from occurring at all. Again, and this is a constant thing pro-choice people have said, give women health insurance, give them birth control so she's not in this position. Mm-hmm. Make sure she's not living in poverty. Make sure she has access to education for the child and a home for the child so that she can take care of it. Maybe that's one of the reasons she doesn't want to keep it, because she's not in a position to take care of it. No, they want to give them a pill to reverse the first abortion pill. Like, that should be the last possible option after you've taken care of all these other things. But they haven't taken care of these other things. It's amazing to me that some of these people, the pro-life people, are saying, all right, if we want to stop a woman from having an abortion, let's not make sure birth control is easily accessible and free. Let's not do comprehensive sex education.
No.
Let's try to mess with her body.
Because it's
in order to keep the baby.
Because it's not about the women and it's not even about the babies. It's fucking controlling people. It's this, they fucking get off on this kind of garbage of controlling the choices that women make. This whole bullshit of, well, you shouldn't have had sex in the first place. Like, that's not how the world works. People are allowed to have sex whenever they want. Like,
you're not going to control that.
You're not going to stop it. You tell people not to have sex, that doesn't work. That's like telling people who are overweight, we'll just stop eating. Like, that. You
yeah,
don't,
it's
that's
more
just
to
not
it
how the world
that.
Works. You can't right. just say, hey, stop that. And like, it's just...
It's frustrating.
This controlling mindset of, like, where does it end? At what point does it end? So me, right now, I'm 31, I'm married, I have a house, I don't have a job. I don't think this is a super good time for me to have a baby. Does that mean I'm not allowed to have sex with my husband? Is that how the
exactly
world works?
What that
is
means.
That what they want from me? Like, it's so fucking insulting. It's so insulting and belittling. And, oh, honey, you're going to regret this. Like, people do shit all the time. Like, go pick it outside a tattoo parlor and be like, oh, honey, you're going to regret it. Like, that's a better use of your time.
And that one, I'm pretty sure, I don't know the statistics. I'm sure more people would regret the tattoo, like, down the line.
Yeah. I'm really mad about this one.
You're welcome.
My
job here is done.
We need to start doing these at night so I can be drinking again. This is too much for me to handle.
I know, the water is not helping.
It's really not doing it for me.
We'll go back to the Catholic Church. That makes everyone feel better. Mm. The Catholic Church, there is a church.
Your notes are getting bigger and bigger as they go down the page. we're doing the timestamp thing today. And
Jessica swears.
So he's frantically writing notes. And it's just like, it looks like a man like falling into the depths of madness.
As it should be. There is a church in the UK, St. Bride's Roman Catholic Church. They posted this thing on Facebook a few days ago.
Okay.
And I've seen several articles saying, look at how amazing this church is for what they posted on Facebook. And it's like, oh, wow, what did this church do? Like, and it was about, like, all the headlines talked about how welcoming they were to gay people. And that is unusual for a Catholic church.
Yeah, it is.
So I went to go see this Facebook post.
Uh-huh.
And I'll quote you the relevant information. The guy who runs it is Father Morton. That's his name. And he basically said...
Do you think Morton is in the steakhouse or Morton is in the salt?
Salt.
Okay.
Yes. Morton said he wants to repeat again that, quote, all gay Catholics are accepted and welcomed in this parish. Every single human being is loved by God, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
No one is ever excluded from God's love or his concern or his care or his plan for them.
Nice
in
thoughts.
God's house, all are welcome and are the blessed and loved children of God.
Okay.
There should be no place in our language or our attitude which allows for prejudice or exclusion. Anyone who's gay, come talk to me, like basically saying I have your back. Any family member who wants to discuss it, come along. We must do everything we can, he says, to redress the harm that has been done in the past by the negative stance we seem to have taken up.
Hey.
We must join with others who are seeking to build a more inclusive society.
Okay.
So you can see why you got all these headlines.
All right, Martin.
Yeah, this guy is like loving the publicity.
Understand that what he said was like the lowest morality bar anybody can clear. Like, hey, don't be a dick.
Right.
But it's a big step for the Catholic Church. Right. They are notorious
and
dicks.
This is in line with what Pope Francis said. Like, who am I to judge? He's been lauded for the same thing.
Right.
Saying, look, he's so awesome to LGBT people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
At no point in any of that Facebook status does he comment on the church's actual position or his beliefs about homosexuality. So let me fill in the blanks here. The Catholic Church literally says homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. If you have gay sex, you are committing this horrible sin. They will not support your marriage if you are gay. They will not support, as far as I know, they won't support you if you're transgender and are getting a sex change.
Mm-hmm.
They do not support civil rights for all gay people. So when you say, and I know you kind of said it jokingly and seriously, but like when they say this is the bare minimum that they could do, which is don't be a dick, that's totally true.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people see this, and I see a lot of gay people responding, LGBT people responding to these things saying, thank you for saying all these things. I'm so glad, basically saying you're going against the Catholic Church to say all. No, he's not. This is the bare minimum expectation of the Catholic Church, because even the most notorious anti-gay conservative Christians you could think of in our own country and politics will tell you the exact same thing. Of course you should treat gay people with kindness.
Will they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You should totally treat gay people with kindness. They deserve love. And most evangelical, like, mega churches.
I know. A lot of Catholics I know are super homophobic, but they're also mostly old white guys.
Evangelical Christian pastors, like the most vocal force against civil rights for LGBT people, are like, no, we love gay people. We welcome them in our church.
Oh, does it fall into, like, love the sinner, hate the sin?
Yes.
Ugh.
And everything they do is, we can cure you of your gayness. We can make sure, like, oh, if you're gay, but you want to be in a same-sex relationship?
Yeah.
No. This church will not support you.
Hmm.
They will, like the Catholic Church says, if you are gay, you must be celibate for life. Like all of those awful, awful beliefs, this Father Morton still believes, as far as I know. His church is not any better on civil rights. So by all means, praise him for not being a dick.
Yeah.
But I do not understand all these headlines that are basically implying that he is different from the Catholic Church. He's not. He holds all the same beliefs. By the way, days and days ago, I posted on a comment on that Facebook message saying, I just want to make sure I have this right. I'll quote you what I wrote them. The church is being praised for the inclusivity. So does Father Morton support gay marriage? How about men who are in monogamous relationships with other men? Or do you believe what the catechism says of the church, like homosexual acts are disordered? I haven't gotten any response to that. And that in itself isn't a big deal.
Right.
But
no.
He's not responding to that question from me or anybody.
Has that been brought to him a couple times?
I don't know.
Or are you
the one guy
riding on everybody's parade?
I can't imagine I'm the only guy doing this or asking this question.
Mm-hmm.
But every article I've seen in the UK press about this and I've searched, like no one even bothered asking him about this stuff. They basically took this as a press release and gave him free publicity.
I mean, I see why. It's a feel-good story.
Yeah, and the question is, who's
do you remember how much happy
good?
I was like 30 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Before like, you shit all over everything again.
You're welcome. Have a drink of water. But this is the thing, too. Like, evangelical churches will say the same thing. Like, of course we welcome gay members. You don't get brownie points for that.
Yeah.
If in the back of your head you're thinking,
I can change you.
I can fix you.
Mm.
I will oppose your civil rights. Like, that is what they're actually thinking.
So here's my question.
So if you don't agree with that, then say so.
Yeah.
But he didn't say so.
But so if this same Pastor Morton, Reverend?
Father. Priest.
can't think of them, or I can't keep them straight. Either.
Yes.
So if Morton came out and said, I do believe that gay, like being gay is not a inherent sin, or that
Catholics do not believe it's a, they will, I don't think they say homosexuality is a sin.
The acts. So I don't believe that homosexual acts are a sin.
Huge
I would,
news.
I would support gay marriage. Would
Huge
you,
news.
Would you give him,
oh my God.
Would
credit.
You?
Okay. Yeah, I would totally give him credit for that. That would violate church law.
So I just want to be clear because it does sound like what he's saying is very nice. Even if he's just redressing something the Catholic mm-hmm. Church already says, if he's putting it in a prettier package. But so your underlying issue is that even if he's saying all these nice things, when the rubber hits the road, he's not going to be there to fight for these people.
That is what I'm saying. Prove me wrong, Father. Prove me wrong.
Okay.
But I'm not wrong. Like, that is what he thinks, because he is a priest in the Catholic Church. That is part of the doctrine. If you are Catholic, that is what you're supporting.
Yeah.
So if you disagree with it, take it up with your church leader, take it up with the priest, and like, tell me I'm wrong. But like, if you're part of the Catholic Church, that is the doctrine you're supporting, mm-hmm. whether or not you agree with it.
Yeah.
And I would argue you're better off leaving. Show them that you mean it by leaving. So anyway, I have one more story for you, which has a happy ending for real. And this one, I'll make my big notes here.
Do you want another piece of paper?
Who needs more paper? The National Health Service in England, their health care that we don't have in the U.S.
Sure. I've heard of health care.
I know, right? They have decided that doctors should not be able to prescribe homeopathic medicines to patients. Which one?
Wait, that wasn't already a law?
Wasn't already a thing. They're basically saying, we're not going to help you with that. If you want to go buy it, but we're not going to cover it with, you know, the taxpayers' money here. They said it's a, quote, waste of funds and, quote, at best a placebo, which is totally right.
Yeah.
So they're not going to cover it. I mean,
that's good news.
You would hope they're making wise decisions with their money, especially when it's supposed to be a healthcare system that treats everybody. This is smart.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't pay for unscientifically tested medicine that actually works. And homeopathic medicine is an oxymoron. Like, it's not helpful.
Homeopathic medicine isn't a real thing.
It's just like the sugar pill.
My husband had, like, an ear deal going on. And so he was going to, like, Target or whatever to pick up some stuff. I was like, be on the lookout for that homeopathic garbage, because they just put that up. And he came back and he was like, there was maybe two regular choices and probably five or six, like, homeopathy. And it says homeopathy in, like, teeny tiny letters. Like, you have to be vigilant on this.
Yeah.
It's so fucking dumb.
They package it very well.
They do.
And I think I've told this story before. I forgot if I've said it on this podcast or I wrote about it. Like, I realize now, in hindsight, that a lot of the medicine my mom gave me when I was a child was totally, it was like, use this Indian stuff. It's better than the stuff we buy from the stores, because this is what they use in their family. And it's all homeopathic, because we still have it at home. So like, if I visit my parents, I could see it.
Oh
and
my
I
God, do they give it to your kid?
No. Oh. I mean, I won't let them.
I guess
but it won't
do
anything,
like,
whatever. But it says on there, like, it's homeopathic. And if you're not familiar, this is basically saying, look, we took a little bit of like real medicine, but diluted it with water, and it basically has no medicinal power anymore.
No, homeopathy is, it's not even medicine that's been diluted. It's based on the foundation of like cures like.
Yeah.
So for example, sleeping pills, you know, you can't sleep, so you're taking the sleeping pills. So like cures like, so caffeine diluted many times over and over and over. That's what those sleeping pills are. It's like one part.
It's one little bit.
One part to like 10,000 parts or something. I don't
put
know.
Put a drop of sand in an ocean and mix it.
Yeah.
That's your homeopathic medicine. It doesn't do anything. But I remember a few years ago, I fell down. I really hurt my ankle. Uh-huh. Like, it wasn't broken, but I couldn't walk on that leg for
days. What
were
you doing when you fell?
I don't even know. I was just at home, but I fell. It was just, and I had to call someone to say, like, I can't get up and I need your help.
That sucks.
Like, I can drag myself to bed, but I can't walk beyond
it's
this.
It's like that painting of the girl crawling herself through the field. It's a real
it's
thing.
Very sad. So I couldn't basically do anything.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom came to visit, like, and she brought one of these Indian things that I remember from my childhood could have had a very pleasing aroma.
Uh-huh.
It looked like you're rubbing something on my...
Like on your actual ankle?
On my ankle that Aww. Looks like, I mean, it has to be doing something.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'm looking at the bottle and it says it's homeopathic. It just has the scent. So, that is all it is.
So wait, my question is, does your mom believe in homeopathy or does she just not know?
She doesn't know what it is. She just thinks this is the thing we use, so sure. we're going to use it. Like,
oh my
that's
God.
It. As an knock on my mom. I think that's what a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Or, like you said, you go to the store, you see a thing, you assume, oh, it says cough drop.
Yeah.
I will take it. But if you look at it, it says it's a homeopathic remedy,
yeah.
which means there's no actual thing to... fix your cough,
right.
it might just have like an orange flavor to uh-huh. it, but it doesn't
oh
do anything.
God,
so anyway,
gross.
Yay England, because they're saying, look, you could buy it on your own, but no taxpayer money is going to be used
good.
For people to buy that stuff.
Good, good, good.
So good. It's not like it's a drop in the bucket, haha, in terms of what their budget is.
So...
You're welcome. But they're not going to waste it. They're going to use it on actual stuff that works. So good.
What's their stance on stuff like acupuncture and chiropractic and
everything
stuff.
I've read about here you could send us letters about this everything I've seen about acupuncture and chiropractic medicine is that it's BS.
Yeah,
it'll make you think you're feeling better. You might walk away thinking you feel better.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't actually do anything to your body, and in fact, in the case of like chiropractics and stuff, especially you see videos on YouTube where they're doing it to babies.
Oh, I can't even with that.
They're cracking their spines. Like, no, they could be seriously injured. Go look up chiropractic injuries.
Yeah.
There are tons of articles
about
it.
And it's not even just, I mean, there are the risks, but they are making, so from what I've read, and I've not read a ton, but, you know, chiropractic is good for lower back pain. That's the evidence-based medicine that we have, is that it can help with lower back pain. But when you go into the office, so my husband years and years ago went to a chiropractor because his, I don't know, he's waiting tables and his back was all jacked up. And this guy was like, oh yeah, I fixed somebody's sinus issues. I fixed somebody's migraines. I did this, that, and the other.
Got rid
and
of cancer. Whatever.
I mean, they can say this stuff and it's all anecdotal. And if somebody in a white coat is saying it to you, that's...
By the way, chiropractors, don't go to medical school.
No. No.
That's not where they get their degrees.
No,
they
no,
don't
no.
have real medical degrees.
Yeah. Ooh, we're going to hear about this, aren't we?
That's all right.
And one of the finalists on The Bachelorette is a chiropractor, and I hate him. And so
really?
I'm personally offended that Rachel is picking such a jerk
Rachel,
off like
don't
that.
Don't choose him. We interviewed a while back Britt Hermes.
You and I did?
I think we did. Britt Hermes, who was a former naturopathic doctor, quote unquote.
Okay.
Basically saying, like, take these herbs and stuff. They will make you all better. We'll cure everything. And she's written a lot of stuff on her website that basically says, look, I thought I was like, I know I wasn't at medical school, quote unquote, but I thought I was at a good equivalent
sure.
that just offered more, like that treats the whole body.
Yeah.
And only now in retrospect does she realize it was a sham and she wasted money and she didn't learn anything that was actual medicine.
Yeah, it's
and it's really interesting to read like what she went through, what she quote unquote learned
mm-hmm.
there. And now it's all BS now.
Yeah.
And she recognizes it now. So she's trying to warn other people against it. But the same thing goes. I mean, for the homeopathic medicine, there are days when people will protest. Like in England, there's a pharmacy, kind of like Walgreens or CVS here.
Boots?
Boots that sells homeopathic medicine.
I bought an umbrella there once.
I think they still sell it. Maybe they don't. Sorry if I'm wrong. But they used to sell it anyway. And so people will protest by buying the homeopathic sleeping pills, downing them all, the whole bottle, in a single, like, moment.
James Randi did that on his TED Talk.
Yes, he did. And saying, look, we're fine because these aren't real.
Yeah.
Like, don't fall
Ugh.
For it. Don't waste your money on
it's
it. And
so
it's
sad.
One thing, again, it's one thing if you're wasting your money.
Right.
Have at it. It's stupid, but all right.
Or
it's another thing when the government is funding it. I'm mm-hmm. glad they're not funding it here.
Yeah. I mentioned last week or a couple weeks ago this podcast Sawbones that I've been like
mm-hmm.
piling through for it's been on for like 4 years and I've just been burning through it. And it's funny so it's a doctor and her husband and it's just sort of like a funny comedy show about medical history. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just snorted right into that mic. But anyway, so it's funny to listen to them get more and more like hyper-vigilant about bullshit medicine, basically, because they did a homeopathic thing pretty early on, and they're like, well, yeah, it's not going to do anything, but it's probably not going to harm you. And then maybe a year and a half later, they have like an 18-month-old, and Justin, the host, said, I was at like the Walgreens or whatever, and the homeopathic shit is right up there with the regular medicine, oh, and holy shit. And so it's really fun to like listen to them get angrier about like pseudoscience and bad medicine. But it's if you guys haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend it.
Do you want a sad story?
No, I never want a sad
story. I'll take that as a yes. The story happened, it was reported today as we're making this, but it's just, my jaw dropped. It takes a lot to get me surprised by anything. Yeah, this one surprised me. As far as I can tell, here's what the story says. In Pakistan, last week, 12-year-old girl mowing the lawn-ish, whatever they do, outside her house. Mm-hmm. Some boy, older boy, 17, maybe 20, somewhere in that age range, rapes her. We know this. That is part of the story.
I got a headache instantly. Uh-huh. Okay.
So horrible crime. This happens. Mm-hmm. So how do they report this to whoever, the village elders? And so they have to punish this boy somehow, right? You would hope.
Oh, God.
They have to do something. So what do the village elders decide to do?
I'm going
to
be back here.
Hey, guy who committed this awful crime, someone needs to rape your sister.
What?
Revenge rape. It's like an honor killing, like, but a lateral move from that. And hey, the victim that you raped, she has a brother. He has to rape your sister.
I told you I didn't want a bad story.
I'll cut it and move it to the front. It's literally called revenge rape. It's horrible.
Is it a thing?
It's a thing. And now, if you want any response to this.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
These are village elders. They're usually not regulated by anyone. They do their own thing. This is where all this stuff happens. The actual police, for whatever they do, and I've had a lot of criticism because they don't protect atheists who speak out in Pakistan, but they're trying to prosecute the village elders. They've arrested like a whole bunch of those village elders and the, I think the guy who committed the original crime.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what will happen to them? But the bigger issue is, oh my God, this thing happened and it's horrible. And it's not even the first time, because in 2002, a woman who was a victim of rape took her rapist to court, and village elders said, they called on her to be raped, and she was, and it was horrible. And this became international news, and people were outraged then. And it's still happening almost two decades later.
What the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to the microphone. I had to take a little break. That is,
I can't understand how the punishment for the crime is another crime of like
of
worse magnitudes almost, or I'm not comparing them. Like, it's another crime.
Gee, oh my God.
You can blame religion for that. You could blame the culture for that. But unless these police put a stop to this and actually do something about it, it's not going to stop, because these traditional retributions, they last forever, this eye for an eye mentality, because there's some perverted logic in their head to why this is the way it must be done. And unless you step in and say, I don't give a damn what your cultural or traditional ideas are, you can't do that. It's the same argument you use against like female genital mutilation. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your beliefs are. You can't do this. And we're going to protect people who are the victims of this. It's not going to stop unless people just step in and say, we're not going to let it happen.
Oh my God.
But that happened. It's a story. You can't ignore it. What you can do is try to respond to it, because even if something as horrific as that doesn't happen, you know, within our borders, there is still an argument about like whether we should let some religious ideals slide or religious traditions slide.
Mm-hmm.
because they're cultural or they're traditional. And I'll take the female genital mutilation as an example because it happened in Michigan not too long ago where a doctor was performing that for families who wanted to have it happen.
Right.
It's not allowed. It's against the law, but she did it under the cover. And only when she was outed, like, was she arrested over it.
It's a woman who did it.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Because it's part of the culture. So she was providing a service to her community members who wanted it. But you have, I mean, this is why it's important to speak out against this stuff. Mm-hmm. Tradition doesn't make something okay.
Yeah.
And look at what happens when you don't put a stop to it.
Oh, my God.
So, horrific.
Shaken.
Yep.
That's
as you should be, because it's horrible.
Huh.
Like, I think a lot of people sometimes get numb to the phrase, like, honor killing, because it's just one of those, oh, I heard it, but, like, it's bad, whatever. No. Honor killing is whatever. Someone had sex, like, before they were married in these countries, and so her family killed her because she did that because they have to save face, or they have to protect their reputation or something. That's also horrific, and I feel like we've heard so many of those stories that it kind of, like, skates under the radar sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Trump stuff. It's like everything. It's so exhausting to hear the same thing happen over and over because it just feels like we're just spinning our wheels and trying to solve these unsolvable problems that are rooted in tradition, and which is a dumb reason to keep doing something.
And I'm not comparing Trump to this story we're just talking about, but this idea is if you keep hearing it over and over, you'll become immune to it.
Yeah.
And that's why so many people don't care. So, I mean, if anything, maybe this story will jar people into coming to their senses and speaking out against this stuff. None of the news stories, by the way, on CNN or the New York Times mentioned religion. I don't know what role religion plays in this particular incident, whether it was more cultural and traditional versus...
I mean, at some point, it's all intertwined.
Yeah,
right?
At some point, it is. Like... It all mixes together. But none of the stories mentioned Islam. Maybe that's for a reason, because this was more cultural or something. But it's still horrific. And this sort of thing happens when this kind of dogma goes unchecked. So, all right.
You didn't even save a good story for me at the end?
I thought I did, and then I realized it was a worse story we couldn't let slide. So,
cool.
Let's go back to talking about something happy like Trump. I'm sure there'll be more next week.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, brought a smile to your day.
Do we want to talk about the fact that you might be going on paternity leave for a sec?
At some point in the near future, it'll happen. I don't know when, like any day now.
Yeah.
And when that happens, maybe we'll, I will need a break, so I'll want to come back and do this anyway.
Yeah. But so I might just do some.
Solo.
Either solo or like bring somebody else in as a Hammett substitute.
Yes.
It means I'm going to have to do the research. That's the worst part.
Good luck with that.
I'll just read your website.
Can't believe you don't do that now.
Well, it would ruin our fun dynamic of me not knowing what's going on in the news. It's a character I play. Her name's Jessica. She doesn't read the news anymore because
like
she has depression and can't fucking deal with it. I've gotten two texts from people who are like, hey, this thing just happened. I literally had to leave my house and walk around because I just, because it's like a new push notification comes through. And they're like, cool. I just need a mental break for like right now. I'm going to go get my dog and I'm going to bring her to the dog park for like 2 hours and just like watch puppies play.
It's
because that is
nice.
Like the brainwashing I need. Brainwashing is the wrong word.
It's the cleansing.
So yeah, thanks for listening. You can follow me at Twitter, BLUEBURIE.
I'm at Hemant Mehta. If you like what you're listening to, go to patreon.com/friendlyatheistpodcast.
Yeah, thank you to everybody who donates. It's really, really, really cool.
Yes. I hope you enjoy the timestamps that I'm meticulously documenting.
Oh, I'm defo taking a picture of that. Cause it literally looks like a serial killer note.
Random numbers everywhere.
So yeah, thank you for listening, guys. Bye.
Etsy shop.
Oh, my Etsy shop.
Don't forget that.
My Etsy shop is Bitches Get Stitched Done. I've been getting some fun listener stuff in. I did a Firefly guy thing. It was very fun. Anyway, hit me up there. I'm unemployed. I need to make
Woo!
Mortgage. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Have a good one.
Bye.